The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
I'm Josh Peck.
And I'm Ben Soffer.
And we're the good guys. There's a lot of guys out there.
And we're the good ones.
Good morning, morons.
Isn't it great?
Wow. I can't believe we're on set.
Look at this studio. By the way, we could hang something here now that I'm realizing it. We could put a little good guys like plaque here.
We should.
Just for the time when we record. I'm not trying to co-opt the set.
No, we should have a picture of like wood paneling so yeah. It looks like a awful man's like man cave.
Yeah.
Like a den.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
should. Maybe a dartboard.
A foosball table.
Ooh, I like it. Yeah. I like it. I'm assuming that most of you know that this is the Toast Studio, but in case you don't, and you're just a dedicated Good Guys fan, this is the studio where they record the Toast. But today, the mic flags are on. We're recording Good Guys together in person. You'll notice no headphones, no cams.
It's
no
so comfy.
No, it's unbelievable. And the fact that we like are able to do this through Zoom and like do a good job.
Yes.
Honestly, patting myself on the back.
Yeah.
Patting myself on the back because in person, there's nothing compares. Nothing compares.
The sparks are flying. The chemistry's there.
They are.
You're wearing harem pants.
You like them?
Yes. Tell
you
me
You don't
more
like
about.
Them.
Say more.
First and foremost, Abercrombie.
Abercrombie. Whoever is redesigning Abercrombie.
Killing it.
Crushing.
They're killing it. They literally took like that big ass mousse that just like meant like preppy, like whatever.
Those sexually exploited twinks who would stand at the door.
And by the way, all I wanted to do is be one of those twinks.
Same here.
All I wanted to do was wear a moussey shirt.
When I grow up, I
want to
be a twink.
But I couldn't fit into a
moussey
shirt.
Yeah.
I couldn't fit in.
When I grow up, I want to be a twink. Title.
Yeah. All I wanted to do was wear a nice Abercrombie shirt. They were too tight. And when I put on that Abercrombie shirt.
Yeah.
At 220 pounds, 5'2". You just don't look like Chad shirtless in the mall. You just don't.
You look like Chad Rabinowitz.
We go by Chaim. My Hebrew name.
Yeah, man. I always wanted to wear that, but all those stores, Aeropostale, Volcom, Hollister.
Sick.
Sick.
So cool.
But not built for big, big boys.
No, they weren't. And now Abercrombie has just brought in this new team. And this new team is putting out cool vintage tees, cool pants like these. Mm-hmm. Feel this pant.
Wow, it's subtle. It's supple.
It's nice, right?
Yeah.
It's nice. Also, I took to heart, you told me no Air Force Ones over the age of 30, so I bought these Air Maxes, and now I feel like a grandpa. They're very comfortable, though.
You think the Air Max makes you a grandpa? Because that's a trendy. I mean, look, these Hokas, shout out Hoka, thanks for the hookup. Thank you, Ben, for orchestrating.
But they're nice, right?
These are more grandpa-ish.
I don't know. I think that we're both not like, I mean, we're certainly not wearing Yeezys, which we can't wear anymore.
Crazy. Kanye. And yet.
What's the cool sneaker now? Yeezy gone. What do people wear?
Virgil Abloh passed away. So is there like still Off-White?
Off-White was a cool sneaker. Off-White? I guess maybe a Gucci. It's funny though. Like I used to be a Gucci sneaker guy. It's very foreign. What was I doing?
Foreign?
What was I doing in them? Yeah, it's more like I feel like you come. You're like rich from overseas. Yeah. You want to spend a lot of money.
Yes.
You throw on the Gucci sneaker.
Growing up in North Hollywood in the Valley, I grew up with like a lot of Russian kids who had on like a Ferrari polo shirt tucked into acid wash jeans. And either if they weren't too well off, they had like a Puma. And if they were well off, they had like a Louis Vuitton lace up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was me. Yeah. That was me for like the last, not like 3 years ago. There was a 5 year period.
Yeah.
Where all I wanted to do was buy $600 sneakers. I don't know why. I don't know why.
Our priorities changed.
They changed. They completely changed. Now I'm very happy with my $120 Abercrombie pants, with my $120 Air Max shoes.
Yes. My wife grew up in a pretty, you know, rich neighborhood. And while her family like wasn't, you know, extremely wealthy, they were well off. But, you know, the housing prices were just up there.
Yeah.
And so I meet her and I've got a Louis Vuitton backpack and I got that Louis belt buckle, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And she was like, who are you? Where's your beeper? Like, cool, bro. And I'm like, but you don't understand. Like growing up in New York, 95% of us couldn't afford an apartment.
Yeah.
So it was about what you put on your body.
100%.
Like your body was your home.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was about having fly dummy fly gear.
Yeah, it was. Maybe we should just go back to that. Should we just start spending tons of money?
Yeah.
Maybe get, after this, pop into the Fendi store, get a nice Fendi tracksuit.
I just feel so silly in those things.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was recently in Edmonton, Canada, shout out, and they have the West Edmonton Mall there, which is the biggest mall in North America.
Really?
Second only, or either second to or beats the Mall of America.
Wow.
And they have a whole strip. Now, Edmonton is a wealthy town because there's like oil money there, but it's very, you know, middle class, like wonderfully blue collar, like just real heartland of Canada. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, dude. Canada.
Yeah. You ever heard of a Canadian standoff?
No.
It's this, after you, no after you. But they have a whole strip of like super high-end Gucci, Louis Vuitton stores. And I just was like, who shops here?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's next to a Sbarro.
Yeah.
Like who's like, I'm going to get $9,000 shoes and then a $3 slice from Sbarro.
I have two questions. Who's eating Sbarro?
Who
in the world is eating Sbarro? And the second is, America should really be its own continent. I'm just saying, you say North America, you really forget about Canada. Like,
do you?
I do.
So American.
Fuck Canada. I'm just kidding. We love our Canadian morons. Love them. Absolutely.
Canada's the best.
Yeah, yeah. Canada is actually pretty cool. It's cool. I've been to Montreal. I enjoyed it.
Just Montreal?
I think that we spoke about this. They had an unbelievable McDonald's. So clean.
It's so beautiful. Clean.
And the chicken was just really, it was chickening. It was different from here. Like here, the chicken that you're eating, you don't know, is a dog. Like, what is it? What is the chicken here? The chicken there, it's a piece of chicken.
Shout out my friend Jordan Okin on the Air Jordan Food Podcast, where he recently did a taste test of McDonald's food. And they talked about how in the 90s, growing up, they used to do like, it was basically a chicken meatball, right? There were some weird body parts in there. Some thighs, probably some ankles. Not good.
No.
Okay.
No.
Now it's all white meat. No bad bites.
Really?
NBB, no bad bites.
No bad bites.
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy. No ankle. A chicken ankle.
Can you imagine? I'll have the chicken ankles.
Yeah. No good.
Yeah.
No good. I don't want that. I have no interest.
No. Have you ever had chicken feet?
I'm too scared of all those things. Like,
me too.
Have you eaten tongue?
Yes, inadvertently, and it tastes like corned beef or pastrami.
But what are we, savages? Like, it's not enough to eat their meat. We have to cut out their tongue. It's like eating teeth.
Well, they are dead.
It's just weird. like the tongue.
But make use of all of it. If you have the gall to kill an animal,
I guess that's true.
Don't waste anything.
I guess that's true. But the tongue, there's just something about it. It's just so, I don't know, slimy, right? It's not slimy, though, I guess, actually. Once it's dead, then it's quite dry. I'd imagine it's very dry meat.
Yeah, I mean, I think your tongue, once you expire, is the first thing that's going to dry.
Gets
out.
Dry.
Yeah, can you imagine that?
No.
Open casket, grandma's got a big wet tongue.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Grandma Sadie's salivating. She's been dead for a week.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. In Texas.
So you just came here from your new apartment and it sounded like there was a lot going on.
There's a new thing in my house where I say, love you, I gotta go, I'm running late. Hey, do you mind assembling all our patio furniture?
Oof.
Hey, gotta go, running late, gonna record a podcast with Josh. Do you mind just hanging a couple of paintings first? And we're in home reno season. Everything is finally being delivered. Just hung two beautiful paintings, built the outdoor patio furniture. Is this a unique thing to me? Or when you're leaving the house, is that the exact time when your wife asks you to do things?
It's so funny. The other day, my wife was organizing our garage. And when you're a homeowner in this way, with like a traditional house, your garage becomes the graveyard for everything you've ever owned.
Yeah.
The garage should be called, I'm sure I'll use it eventually.
Yeah, sure.
Right? You can't part with it.
Sure.
I have had a storage closet I spend $100 a month for. I haven't looked in it for 4 years.
That's tough.
But I'm glad I have it.
That's tough, but that's $5,000.
It's sick. It's nuts. The thing could go up on fire tomorrow and I wouldn't know what was lost.
What's in it?
My bar mitzvah videos.
Oh, we got to bring them out. Those are in storage? Put them on the mantle. You should have it just playing. as people come in on a loop.
Forget that.
Welcome to my home. Would you like to see my bar mitzvah?
Would you like to see the 45-minute show I did with Barbara in the middle of my bar mitzvah?
Yes.
I ended.
Yes, I do.
I did 15 minutes of stand-up, and I ended it with, thank you all for coming. We accept Visa and MasterCard. Good night.
That's so good. Oh, what else is in there?
Just like some books, a bike that I say I'm going to use one day.
Is it a good bike? By the way, a four-year-old bike. That you get rid of.
It's
too old.
And like so many pictures. But when you think about like the day and age we live in, right? I go, got to keep the photos because I'm going to scan them, of course. And then I'm just going to have like a file of all these old photos. I'm never going to do that.
It's funny. I want to do the opposite. I want to take all of my pictures and make them physical. I don't know if you have this memory. I remember I'm at my parents' house. They whip out a beautiful photo album and I go through pictures. And that's like an activity. How do you do that with your kids? Like they'll just grab your phone and they'll look through pictures, but that's not nearly as fun. Like the action of having those like old school laminated, I guess we don't have to do that now because we can just print them straight into a book.
Sure.
But like laminated, flipping through 100 pages, Disney 1996. Like I love that. But our kids won't have that.
Well, like my wife and I have a beautiful wedding album, but we had it printed into a book.
Yeah.
Right? So I guess like that's like the cool thing, like Shutterfly.
But that's good. Yeah, Shutterfly.
Well, Shutterfly action.
Yeah.
Not sponsors of the Good Guys.
And podcast. I'm not asking them.
Not even close.
I don't want it.
Listen, we're fine the way we are.
Why would I want it?
Yeah, we're sponsored by our own podcast.
That was obviously a natural opportunity to request a plug, but I'm not going to.
We're above it. And yeah, the one person who gave us one star and said the thing's a 99% infomercial, go fuck.
Yeah, yeah. No, we're just, what do you want from me? It's a good idea. We should ask Shutterstock. They should sponsor. They should send me a book. That said, those things are so much work.
Yes.
I don't want the deal. I don't want it because then what they're going to say is, okay, send me all the pictures that you have, go through them, and I'll make you a book. No, absolutely not. All that work, not worth it.
Yeah.
Great. I'm out.
Okay. I'm not in.
No. So this was the opposite of an ad. Shutterstock, stay away from us.
Shutterstock, take Babel out for a date and drive off a cliff, will you? I apologize, Shutterstock. I don't know you guys, and I don't mean to put you in the Babel boat. But Babel, I have your number.
Yeah. Sayonara.
Yeah. Babel, you turned me off to learning a new language.
Sayonara. Peace. Yeah.
No, thanks.
Peace.
And I was going to learn Mandarin.
Peace.
Okay, so you're building patio furniture. Do you feel adept at it, or do you feel like it is an attack on your masculinity when you're not great?
Here's the deal. Claudia is so unbelievably handy. Like, you have no idea how handy. She,
really? Yeah, my wife too.
Bob the Builder. Like, she can build absolutely anything, gets the screws, goes in, does it. I do it totally fine. I don't enjoy doing it. But I do it, and I do it right. So no, it's never a shot on my masculinity because I do it right. I build a good piece of patio furniture. That said, when they deliver it, and you have to build it, why do they give you, you know those little hand screws?
Allen wrench.
Allen wrench.
Yeah.
The Allen wrench needs an upgrade. The Allen wrench needs to be brought in to the 21st century where it doesn't break my thumb, because you have two options with the Allen wrench. Side in, long out twist, right? Totally fine when you have the room. But when you're in a tight space and you have to go long way, short twist, broken thumb.
First of all, who was Allen?
I don't know.
I want to meet this Allen.
Me too.
Because it sounds a little full of himself.
Definitely.
I know what we'll call this wrench, the me.
Yes.
I mean, that's like a part of that, you know, what's cool about being a doctor or a scientist is that if you make a new discovery, they name the disease after you.
It's you.
What would be the Ben Soffer disease? Mm. I'll start. Mine would be flat feet and depression.
Okay.
Oh, he's got the Josh Peck.
He's got the Josh Peck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Mine would be pigeon-toed and pigeon-toed and big hips. Very unique.
Oh, she's got
the Ben Soffer. Oh, she's got it bad.
She's got the Ben Soffer. She's going to deliver more than a couple kids.
That said, she's gorgeous with those pigeon-toed feet and big hips.
Oh, have you
She's a beaut.
Have you ever been to a podiatrist, the foot doctor?
I have maybe once. My feet are good. They're flat too. They're flat.
Is that a Jewish thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Or at least we concoct that these things are Jewish when really they're just like Eastern European.
Right. Our arches were in hiding from the Nazis. Yeah. Get down.
That's why we have 5 feet.
Evolution.
That's good. Oh, that's good from all the hiding. We certainly weren't climbing trees. Like, we didn't need any. Like, we stay on the ground.
Yeah.
Right? We're not trying to do anything too crazy. We're not trying to run up any cliffs.
Yes.
We stay safe. So maybe that's what happened with our feet. But yeah, my feet are flat as shit. Really flat. Second toe, longer. You?
Right. Yeah, sure.
I actually have, you know, this will be the start of our OnlyFans or Patreon, the first video. Mm. I will show the gap between my big toe and my second toe. I can spread it. I could basically fit in another toe.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a teaser. I could put in a, if I wanted to put in a sixth toe, just for fun.
Could you imagine?
I have room.
Could you imagine the stability you'd have with that sixth toe?
With a sixth toe?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be, I don't know if I'd have more here, but why don't we have an extra toe like popping out of the pinky toe? Like almost horizontally.
Right.
So that it's basically like a sun, like a half sun.
I like that.
You do?
Yeah, I like all genetic anomalies, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like those fun little saucer thumbs.
Yeah.
Have you seen those?
Where they flip over?
Well, no, I have those. Hitchhiker thumbs.
Look at mine.
That's as far as you go?
Mine is straight as an arrow.
You're limited.
Yeah, this is bad.
Wow, that's very Butch.
This is it. This is all I got.
You look like a quarterback from Dallas.
This is it. I can't, you know how I'm sure that you do this because you're a big, big trainer. Oh my God, what's happening in your hands?
Is that bad? Is this bad?
I don't know, but if you don't watch this on Josh's YouTube, you're missing out because Josh is honestly making me very frightened.
Yeah, I'm. Yeah.
I can't do anything.
My
hands are so sad. I can't do shit. Look at this. This is it.
Interesting.
This is it. I can't, like, what's the workout where you put the barbell behind your head?
A squat.
And do a deep squat?
Yeah, back squat.
Yeah. I can't get my arms back enough to do it. Mm. So it'll rest on the back of my neck. Killer. Terrible. I can't get them on my shoulders. Look at this. This is as far back as I go.
Wow. You got to work.
I can't breathe. No, I'm like, ah. I can't do it. And I don't know what's tight. Is it my pecs? Is it my back?
It's everything.
It's everything, right?
How about this?
Is that Judaism?
Can you do this? Elbows up, arms together.
Ah. I don't know. Here's the promo. I don't think so.
Hello. Because I once tore my pectoral, which I've shown you.
By the way, you think that the person who invented the pec was your grandpa? He found the pec.
But that would mean that the pectoral would be called the Peckerman Toral.
True.
Right?
Maybe it was. Maybe it was also ashamed of its Judaism.
Probably.
The pec. The muscle.
Well, I remember I tore my pec because I was doing a bench press and my arms went back too far, basically. And when I went for physical therapy after I had surgery, the therapist gave me like the nicest, meanest compliment, which is, you know, you have incredibly athletic flexibility in your joints. And I was like, oh, well. And he goes, the issue is you have no strength to support it. Mm. So that's why your shit popped. Because like your body let yourself go back as if it was like ready to compete.
Ready to rip.
And then your muscles said, oh, no, no, you're a child actor and formerly obese.
You can't do it.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
So true.
Yeah. How was your flight?
My flight was good. I flew here. It was, I think I've unlocked the perfect way to come to New York.
Tell me.
And it hurts. You get up at 4 a.m. Yikes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I go, sneak out of the house, alarm off, open the door, close the door, lock, alarm on. You know? The kids, the wife.
Yes.
Not the wiser.
Gotta do it.
Dad's gotta go to the coal mines.
Gotta do it.
You know, gotta make the donuts. So I go to the airport. Very nice. I'm there. JetBlue, mint, gorgeous.
It's good.
I put on an eye mask. I put on white noise on my earbuds, lay down the seat. I'm out for 4 hours. Boom.
Wow.
So I slept for 4 hours, but now I've made up 4 hours on the flight. I'm 8 hours. I'm brand new.
You're brand new.
I get up 90 minutes before we land. Why, you ask? It's the last moment that the flight attendants can give you the food that's been on board.
You set an alarm for 90 minutes before?
Internally.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, good for you.
So now she goes, you know what? And now at this point, she goes, I got so much left. Half the people were asleep. Let me give you everything. I'm doing oranges. I'm doing yogurt parfait, chocolate croissant, wow. waffle.
Wow.
Beautiful. Wow. 2 cups of Joe.
Wow.
I land and it's 2 o'clock in New York. The perfect time to drive into the city.
Perfect.
I got here in 36 minutes.
Wow.
That never happened.
No, killer. Killer.
I can't believe it.
Absolutely killer.
I figured it out.
So it was fantastic. No complaints whatsoever.
It's kind of the way to do it.
Yeah. The LA to New York, when you live in LA, the flight's much better. Mm. All of your annoying travel happens on the way there. When you come home, easy peasy.
Why is the annoying travel?
Because of the time change. When I come home, I have the full 10-hour travel day. I will leave at, I don't know, 9 o'clock in the morning, let's say. I will land at noon. I will land at, what is it, 9 p.m.?
Right.
Here, day's gone. You leave New York at 9 a.m., you're home at noon.
It's great.
Great. No issues whatsoever.
Love it.
No issues whatsoever. I'd much rather have it be stressful on the way out yes. than stressful on the way in, personally.
There's nothing like, there are no two better feelings than leaving your home and then coming back.
Coming back is fantastic.
It's the best.
It's the best.
You see that city skyline, you go.
And the crisp air, crisp New York air, something different.
Speaking of New York, the New York Post wrote something very interesting recently, which is, I had it ready. Hold on. Here we go. Spring break. Hottest shot, bartender serves drink along with a slap to the face and makes $6,000 a night. Spring breakers in Fort Lauderdale are cramming into a local bar for shots and slaps, but it's not a bar fight. Bartender, we don't have to say her name, she's 26, serves her signature hurricane shots at the Backyard Fort Lauderdale for $30 every night during the popular party season. The specialty shot is full performance. Spring break revelers take a shot from a glass held in Callis's mouth before getting a pitcher of water poured onto their head and a slap to the face.
That is genius.
It's kind of like BDSM, right? It's a, you know, like being spanked.
Yeah, no, they're very excited to be working with this wonderful bartender. Must be a turn on.
$30 to get drenched and slapped.
Yeah, but honestly, the prices of, actually, that is quite expensive.
Well, inflation.
Because it's really
frickin' Biden.
No, but it's really $15. Yeah, so it's $15 for the water pour and the slap.
Yeah.
Wow. Would you do it?
You know, if
let's say it was Orangina.
If it was Orangina, yeah, it depends on the shot. Like, what's it? Like, if it was a shot of gravy.
In.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can.
They should serve that at bar. What is not on a bar menu that should be? A shot of gravy.
Yes.
And you know what you call it? Aw, just do it.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, very good.
Yeah.
Ooh, very good. Honestly, I like the idea of a shot of gravy coming with dry ass turkey. You go and you get turkey. I always, look, we've spoken about this. Thanksgiving, not my thing.
It's no one's
thing. The cooked
thing.
Turkey is no good. I don't care if you fry. I don't care what you do to it. It's no good. That said, my sister-in-law, Olivia, found a way to make a juicy turkey. It's still not better than chicken. She makes the best turkey I know. It's still not better than chicken. Mm. Turkey's just dry. But if you could take a nice shot of gravy, maybe do a little half shot first, turkey in, finish the shot.
Yes.
That's good stuff. That's good
Dream.
Stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got to go to this bar in Fort Lauderdale. Good for her, an entrepreneur. I wonder if she, is she collecting it as tips or if this is on the menu, it's extortion.
I wonder if you can upcharge and for $100 she'll stab you.
Okay. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spit in your eye.
Yeah. Perfect.
Give you a sty.
Or like.
How does one get a sty? Do you know?
I don't know.
They're terrible.
I've never had one. There's some things of that human beings have suffered that I've never had. I never had that. Never had pink eye.
Have you had a canker sore?
I'm currently nursing one.
Literally the worst thing in the world.
And when you look at them in your mouth, they look crazy. They're like white spots.
No, they're vile. They're terrible.
They're upsetting.
Terrible. I think that their parents with young kids are prone to canker sores.
Why?
I don't know.
Stress?
Maybe I made that up. Stress or just like the bacteria from like the ass picking and the eating and the touching you.
Well, that's a whole other, like the litany.
Kids are big ass pickers, right? They got to pick their ass.
I think I've mentioned this before and I cut it out of the podcast and I'll cut it out of this one. My son. My son is 5 years old, and so like he'll do it in private, like, but I'll walk in on him watching TV, and like, and I guess it's like he's like Al Bundy, like his hand will just be on his junk.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether he's just discovering it or, but like even at 37, I got to be like, you know, sometimes in private, my hand's just resting on my junk.
I think it's just cozy.
Is that it?
Yeah, I was just on a golf trip with 12 of my friends,
and it's a skin mitten.
And I looked to my left, and my friend had both hands on his junk. Two hands.
Under the pant?
Yeah. He's just like hanging out.
While golfing?
No. This is like after we're like hanging out at the house. Both hands.
Oh, wow.
Weird, right?
For sure.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
I turned to him and I'm like, one hand isn't enough?
Yeah.
One hand, you're surrounded by friends. What are you, gross?
It's gross.
Gross.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was very strange. It's funny, I came in using that as an example why it wasn't strange. And I've realized it's quite odd.
And is that friend the best or the worst golfer of the group?
He's pretty good.
Right. So now I can be like, yeah, well, maybe if you touch your sack, you'd get a couple more birdies.
Yeah, and I did not get any birdies. I barely got any pars. I got a lot of bogeys.
You loving golf means that you're healthy. Like, I don't play golf because I got enough trauma in my life. Yeah. I don't need to create trauma for myself.
It's so fun, though. You would love it because you're a man of the outdoors.
I do.
Imagine
I
just being with your friends in the elements, getting some beautiful vitamin D, a nice rotational sport, walking. You walk the course.
I like
that. I can tell you. Average 17,000 steps a day over the weekend.
That's excellent.
That's excellent. Mm-hmm. Walked. It's fantastic. And it's a good... You don't play any sports?
I like boxing.
Yeah.
But that's not really like a team thing. I'm trying to think. I can...
Are you a racket guy? Any...
Racquetball.
Racquetball?
But like, who's that playing a pickup racquetball game? Under 60. Yo, dog.
You play any sports? Racquetball.
I play four square competitively.
Oh my God.
I'm a tetherball guy.
Mahjong.
Any ball sports, tether. Racquetball is a freaking workout, my boy.
Isn't that oh wait, maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Squash?
No, what's the game? Bocce ball.
No.
And that was way funnier in my head than racquetball.
Racquetball is like in like the room.
Racquetball is totally fine. That's a fine sport. I was laughing in my head thinking that you were playing bocce ball.
No, I'm not an 80-year-old Italian who lives in Corona, Queens.
By the way, what a court.
Oh, beautiful.
What a court. What
Such a
court.
A nice time.
Fantastic.
Well, there's
fantastic.
There is another New York Post article. Botox nearly killed me. It left me partially paralyzed and choking on spit. Alicia Halleck, a Texas woman, took to Instagram to share her harrowing story, saying she was initially administered the popular muscle-freezing drug to treat her migraines. Ended up having a rare complication. It spread to muscles in my neck, and now it's created many issues. Mm. My eyelids are droopy, causing a lot of pressure, blurry vision, and dizziness. The muscles in my neck are essentially paralyzed, so I can't even lift my own head. And... yeah, she had to go to ICU. They're intervening. They're trying to dissolve it, but scary.
So it clumped?
It went into the wrong blood vessels, spread around her face, made it paralyzed. Crazy.
Crazy. I've never gotten Botox. Have you?
I've only gotten it twice in my life, and it makes me nervous because she was doing it for, in theory, not a aesthetic reason, but for sinuses. I get it in my masseter muscle because I have terrible TMJ.
Yeah. For TMJ. I went through a really, really, really bad migraine period where I was getting two migraines a week. Really bad. And they recommended Botox for migraines. I never did it. It always scared me. I don't know why. And like the idea that Botox is so readily available, like in the mall, right. Somebody's like injecting you with some shit. And now you know that this stuff can happen. I'm just saying, be careful. Everybody should be very careful
Crazy.
With who stabs them with a needle. Who stabs them with a needle?
I went to my buddy who is a facial surgeon that I grew up with and now has his own practice. Oh. And it's so wonderful because he only charges me for the Botox. Like he doesn't charge me for his time. And he's the greatest and has the greatest, you know, nurses and office setup. But we're boys. So he doesn't give me like the doctor experience. like, he was like, all right, go sit in the chair. Like, they'll get you ready. And I like kind of nicely said, cause I'm a little nervous little guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, are you going to put like that cream on to numb my face before it? And he goes, no, I'm going to use a blow dart, bro.
Oh man, that would be so unnerving.
Dude. And I'm like, so good. So funny, Serge. But you're going to use the cream,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're going to use the cream.
And he's like, maybe. And I'm like, God, is this worth not paying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but, of course it is.
I mean, but still, like, I have to pay for the Botox, which is $650 for one vial.
What?
One syringe.
By the way, sorry, Serge. We could find you free Botox. Free Botox and free Serge.
But not from a doctor.
No? I think you could.
I think we could. Serge.
Yeah, but you're not supporting Serge. You're supporting the Botox company. You're paying full freight on Botox. Serge is getting shafted. You're both getting shafted. Honestly, you're doing Serge no favors.
I gave him a nice Nordstrom gift card at the end of the year.
Yeah.
100 big ones.
I hope he didn't lose it.
And a Jo Malone candle.
I hope he didn't lose it.
That's too.
The thing about gift cards.
Yeah.
So easily losable. Was it an e-gift card or a card?
Physical.
Done. Gone.
Yeah.
You lose your wallet, gone.
I save gift cards as though for a rainy day. I never use them.
No, never, never. I don't have any anymore. I used to, at one point in time, always have gift cards.
Yes.
Because you just receive them as gifts. I don't receive any gift card gifts anymore. It's gone.
Right.
Honestly, nobody's giving me anything. People stopped sending me presents. When did that happen?
Yeah, I think that's a part. I think that's necessary because when you look at life, what are you netting? Not much. What are you in the plus column? A couple hundred bucks in gifts? Because it's you have to reciprocate.
I'm so in the red. Right. It's insane.
Right.
On gift giving. Like, I am the person, I'm showing up to your wedding. I'm handing you a nice stack of cash.
The envelope.
Yes. I'm so thankful to be there. I love you. And I love the feeling of handing somebody a gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's also partially for me, right? I love it. I cannot tell you how many of my closest friends came to my wedding, no gift. Because sometimes when you're that close, you don't give a gift at all.
That's crazy because you were young kids too.
I think that's what it is. I think it's because we were young.
But it's assumed that young kids need pots. They need
something
to furnish their first home.
Give me something.
Yeah.
Nothing. I'm so in the red.
Nuts.
It's revolting.
Ay.
Revolting.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It is.
Wow.
It is.
Should we do a speak pipe?
I would love to.
I'm loving it.
I would love to.
All right. Let's go to the speak pipe for today. We got a bunch of barn burners. Let's hear from Anonymous.
I don't know what the fuck up it is. You guys won't play it. But my What Are You Nuts is homeless people who have a sign, who have a phone, who are wearing nice clothes. Like, if you have a smartphone, you have a charger, you're plugging it in somewhere. I'm looking at this girl right now, and she's sitting outside. She looks clean. I know that's fucked up, but if you're trying to make some money, make yourself look a little dirty. Maybe don't have a smartphone and have your head down scrolling the entire time.
Wow.
Might be fucked up, but if you're trying to get money and be homeless, not be homeless, but if you're trying to get money, look like you need money. You know, okay.
I see why she went with Anonymous. That's actually Donna Rigby at 347 Canceled Road.
If you need money, you better look like you need money.
That's wild.
That's wild. That's wild. I heavily disagree.
Yes.
If you're on the street,
yes,
you need money. That said, I was recently emotionally robbed. Actually, he wasn't homeless, my man at Tom's River.
No.
He was just a con artist. He wasn't homeless. Homeless people, you got to be careful. You got to be careful.
Title.
You got to be careful.
Title.
You got to be careful because homeless people, you don't want to give them money and then they spend it on the wrong things, right? There's reason that one is on the street. I prefer the sandwich, right? You're hungry? I'd love to buy you anything in this store.
Mm.
I don't like handing cash. Because cash, I feel like, is often spent on drugs and alcohol. Am I wrong?
Listen, I'm of the persuasion that if they can have a couple sips of some nice liquor or a couple hits of the devil's
and
lettuce.
And feel better about
and
themselves.
And enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
What, it's not my business, but I do as you much know, as I can.
You're right.
I'm actually part of a very cool charity called Feed the Streets where we go down to Skid Row 3 times a week and we do a donut breakfast. And so we'll set up tables at like 7 a.m. and there's coffee, fruit.
You do this three times every week?
I don't, but the organization does it. I try to do it once a week.
That's still amazing.
I've done it once so far. But I just heard about it last month. And tomorrow I'll be here.
You really got me. I was like, how do you have time to do anything else? You're a full-time caretaker.
It's
for the homeless.
It's amazing. And they do donuts and coffee and orange juice and fruit. And I love it too, because like eventually you start, like my friend told me, like you'll get regulars and they'll start like being a little picky.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
And I'm like, hell yeah.
They should be picky.
They might not be in the mood for a jelly that morning.
By the way, why can we be picky, but they can't be picky?
Absolutely.
I always thought this. I remember, I don't know who did this. Somebody like handed somebody like a ham sandwich.
Mm.
And they're like, I don't eat ham. And they're like, if they were really hungry, they'd eat ham. That's not true. Somebody gave me a ham sandwich and I was really hungry. I wouldn't eat it. Whether it's religious purposes, whether you just don't like it, you're allowed to be a homeless vegetarian. You're allowed to care about animals and be homeless. They're people.
Yeah.
They're people. What's this woman's name?
Anonymous.
Got it. Anonymous. What are you nuts?
Get your priorities.
What are you nuts?
I agree. Once I was outside of this restaurant called Farmer Boys in LA, which is kind of like a fast casual burger place, and they have breakfast. And this woman who's standing outside was like, can you get me a breakfast burrito? I was like, sure. You know, no problem. I was like, sausage, bacon. She's like, no. I want sausage, but I want, can you add avocado? And I go, yeah, sure. And she's like, and no onions. I go, okay.
Yeah.
She's like, and maybe a coffee. I go, anything else?
Yeah.
You know? So I go, get the avocado, not bacon, sausage, no onions. Come outside. She's gone.
Really?
I eat it.
Was it good?
Delish. She's got great taste.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, no.
The avocado, though, look, that's pushing it. This is an expensive fruit.
It's an upcharge.
By the way, fruit, it's not a fruit.
It's got a seed.
I know.
It's got a pit.
That's not a seed. It just doesn't make any sense. This is somebody that just won't. They're a stickler for the rules.
Mm.
They're a stickler for the rules. Rules are meant to be broken. There are exceptions to the rule. Mm-hmm. Avocado's an exception. I'm sorry. It's not a fruit. Imagine I made you a plate. Cantaloupe, pineapple, and avocado. You're disgusted with me.
Right.
That's vile. You can't stack them. Fruits are meant to be stacked. If you popped a watermelon and a grape in your mouth at the same time, you'd be fine. No issues. No issues, right? You pop an avocado and a cantaloupe in your mouth, you're throwing up.
Although, what about a piece of prosciutto and melon?
Sure.
Nice mix.
That's fine.
Savory sweet.
That's fine, but that's meat and fruit.
I'm just
not
saying,
fruit and fruit. You're just sharing
some weird combos that do work.
Yeah, no, I love like a chicken salad with some sliced apple.
And dare I say, you could do an avocado with maybe like some sort of like pomegranate syrupy reduction.
You could, absolutely.
You know?
You could. It's not a fruit. I'm out on it being a fruit.
You know what we have in LA? We have like the Mexican fruit carts, which are incredible.
Yes.
Right. And they're usually year round, but they obviously get great when it's summer and it's like true, like delicious fruit season. And they will sometimes do, you know, they have the staples. They have the watermelon, mango, pineapple, what have you. But then they'll also have jicama or they'll have cucumber. You mix that in with some lime and tahine.
Jicama is a very interesting vegetable.
It is.
Superior crunch, no taste.
Aggressive crunch.
Yeah. Takes on the flavor of whatever you give it.
Sure.
Great in a salad. Plain, though, it's tough. Unless it really actually is just the perfect bridge between you and your dipping sauce.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Give me your perfect board.
Okay. Certainly some meats. We're looking at some salamis. I love a salami.
Yeah.
Love.
Dry aged.
So yeah, some harder stuff, some softer stuff.
Nice.
I like a brie. I like a nice soft cheese. Then I like the harder stuff, but not too hard, like a manchego. I like a gouda. I like...
Gouda's actually pronounced huda.
Really?
Yes, but that's only by food nerds like my friend Max Shapiro.
I got made fun of like crazy last night on Social for pronouncing salsa, salsa.
Salsa.
It's salsa.
I like it.
What's wrong with it?
Nothing to me.
Literally every single Hispanic follower of mine said I pronounce it perfectly.
Would you say hummus or hummus?
Hummus.
Hummus.
Hummus. Right. Like Zohan. Hummus.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not hummus.
Now, do you say croissant or croissant?
I say croissant, but like that's just because I'm lazy. I know I'm supposed to say croissant, but it's also too much.
My wife,
I look so lame.
My wife kills me for saying croissant. No. She kills me.
As you should.
She eviscerates me.
As you should.
I think it's cute.
Quickly, before I go back to my board, please. I actually have a problem with the chocolate-filled croissant. Hear me out. It's never a layer. It's always a singular, like, tube-like fill. A stick of chocolate.
Yes.
Not right. Nearly enough chocolate for every bite, unless you're going fully out, like you're eating the entire croissant.
Mm.
And also, it's just not enough chocolate. Like, I need a full middle, like we're assembling a cake.
Yes.
You're not just going to put icing in just the middle so you get it on one little bite. You're laying it across.
Right.
Across. I need it fully chocolate.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. And I think make other dessert croissants. Put some nerds in there.
Love it.
You know?
Why aren't we dipping? Oh my God. Hmm. Why aren't we dipping our croissants like a candied apple? Imagine you took a croissant and you dunked the entire thing in that hard shell chocolate that you get on top of a frozen yogurt. Holy crap.
That'd be nutty.
Right?
Yeah.
Too much? You didn't love it. You didn't love it.
I'd have to try it. In practice, I'm just not sure yet.
It's
but I'm
too
open.
Crumbly? It might be too crumbly. Maybe when you take a bite, the whole structure falls apart.
I have a saying, which is sometimes too much good stuff.
Yeah.
You have to be careful. You know, you don't want to put a hat on a hat.
Yeah, yeah. And the croissant is really just
pinnacle.
Unbelievable. The French crushed it.
Although, have you had a chocolate-covered Oreo?
Of course. Delicious.
Awesome.
Oreos are number one. I could eat an entire, what do you call them? They're not sleeves. They're not boxes.
It's a sleeve.
But when they come with the little, it gets just like a package.
You call it a package. Well, it's a sleeve. It's a highway, an Oreo highway.
Unbelievable.
All right, so finish your board.
I can go to town.
Maybe you put some Oreos on the board.
Just a collection of cheeses from soft to hard, a collection of meats. We're going into fruit. I love dried, so I love like a nice apricot.
Mm.
You could maybe do like a dried pineapple. I like that too.
Nice.
I like a collection of nuts. I personally like the candied nut, like a candied walnut. Wow. I know it could be overkill, but I really like it. Honey, need honey. A nice crisp, maybe a Parmesan and a non-Parmesan. I like to layer.
Yeah.
That's really my board.
Heaven.
And a beautiful board is the center of every party.
I think it is. And I don't mean to be rude, but I think people should be less proud of their board skills.
Say more.
I just think it is what it is. Yeah, it's like a bunch of yummy things on a board.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's so hard.
Actually, all that it really means is that you're willing to spend $1,000 on accoutrements.
I'm glad you made a salami rose, but had the salami just been stacked,
yeah,
would have been fine by me.
Also, nobody's eating the salami rose because now it looks like a rose. So you think that you're not supposed to touch it.
Right. It's a little too pretty.
Why didn't you put on a regular rose?
How good is baked brie?
Delicious.
In a nice...
Unbelievable.
Yeah, like a nice phyllo dough.
Unbelievable. You like fondue?
You know what? I've never had it.
Really?
No, because who's breaking out the fondue?
By the way, not enough people.
No one.
No, it's not anymore.
If you bring out fondue, I assume we're having group sex.
Fondue is... I don't know why that makes sense.
It's just like a 70s swingers thing.
So good, though. It's such like a beautiful, aged, typically lightly stinky cheese. And you take just like a nice piece of bread, you fully submerge it, dunk it, throw it in your right. It is like shag carpet.
Yeah, and what a terrible pre-orgy meal. You're just going to be farty and overly full.
Yeah.
Gaseous.
It's too much.
Bad.
So good, though.
You should just hand out Gatorades and be like, take off your clothes. Here's some electrolytes. Here's some Element.
Yeah.
Element, the official electrolyte of orgy. Terrible.
They should take that.
Yeah, they can have it.
Yeah.
Should we do another one?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into it. Let's... try our best. This one is
Let's do another Peter Piper. You like that?
Mm, pretty I like good that.
Hey, Josh, Ben, and Marshall. My name is Phil. I am an OG moron and a lover of the Male Models podcast. Shout out, Joe. I'm 27 years old, and I live in a small town in Idaho. Small town in Idaho. Small town in Idaho. What am I, nuts?
Billy, yeah. Okay.
27 years old, live in a small town in Idaho, and slightly obese, 6'2", at about 275, roughly. I wanted to get your guys' advice on what I should do for dating. I don't really go to bars very often. I don't like getting drunk, in all honesty, and I have a late night job, so I really can't go really late at night. I'm a custodian at a high school. Also, I tried the whole dating app thing. Doesn't really work out for us fluffy guys. So let me know what you guys think, and keep up the pod, guys. It's really awesome. Thanks.
What was the question?
First of all, Phil,
love you.
First of all, Phil, stop filling your face.
Yeah.
That's mean. Sorry, Phil.
So what'd that tubby say?
So wrong. Phil, I think you should just really believe in yourself. There's no version of like online dating or dating apps doesn't work for bigger guys. I think there is a dating app for everyone of every size and whatnot. And I think your biggest problem is you're in Idaho. So probably there's not a lot of people. And so the pond is limited.
Yeah. So the question was, because I missed it, what do you do as a fluffier man on the dating apps?
Yeah.
He's not finding success.
Mm-mm.
Okay. One.
And he has a night job. He's a janitor. I think it makes it hard to go out.
Yeah. Hire, or you don't have to hire, but take some better pictures.
Sure.
Perhaps you need to just redo your profile, right? Maybe ask a friend of yours that's a woman, take a look at my profile. And do you think that this is something that looks intriguing, right? It's all like it's like a job resume, right? That's what it seems like somebody with a shit resume where it looks like, I don't know, like the font's weird and the, like, it's out of order. Mm. You're not even reading it. Somebody with a big, beautiful resume, you're giving it a read and then you're considering. You need more consideration, Phil. You need to open your funnel.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden things will funnel in. But right now your funnel is too narrow.
Right.
You need to open up the funnel. So that's perhaps a possibility. The second is you could just like do it the old fashioned way and go to a bar or maybe go to a workout class.
Yeah. Or meet them at an Ozempic clinic.
Yeah. No. You could. Yeah. You could.
I agree with you. And I think, as you know, there's an old phrase it's from the 1800s, which is shoot your shot. And no, I'm kidding. Like, shoot your shot, Phil. And that's the hard thing, is to not take things personal, to not feel embarrassed or shameful if someone like rejects you. But, and I'm giving myself this advice when it comes to auditioning, because it's been hurting lately. But, you know, the reality is it's a numbers game, and you don't know who you're going to connect with. But at least if you make an attempt to say, hi, you seem cool, I feel like we are having a nice time, would you ever like to get coffee, go out to a mutually agreed upon public place so that we all feel safe and comfortable and open to chatting. So,
Yeah. I also think a little confidence could go a long way for Mr. Phil.
Yeah.
We're all self-deprecating. We love it. But like, I've had shallow Hal syndrome for the last 10 years. Like, even when I was a big boy, I still looked at myself and I'm like, that is one handsome man.
Yeah.
That is one handsome man.
You're not
and
wrong.
I think that people see the way that you think about yourself. When you don't think that you're the best, they'll see you as not the best.
Yes.
Confidence, I think, is key, right?
Confidence is huge. Yeah, I think it's just you wind up exuding this energy that makes people feel like you're more attractive than maybe like you first led on to.
Yeah, another thought is you could go to Chinatown and buy yourself a fake Rolex.
Yeah.
You could start stunting as a billionaire.
You'll
get girls that way.
Fake Richard Mille.
Yeah.
Rent a Bugatti.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't even need an engine.
Get
a Bugatti, no engine. Tell them to come over. Sit in your parked Bugatti. They'll never know.
There's nothing like a Lamborghini in January in Idaho.
Yeah, by the way, you'll get some women.
Put some snow tires on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think the
fake Rolex is the best move.
Yeah.
I think that'll help them. Should we do a What Are You Nuts?
Yes.
Should we do a What Are You Nuts?
What do you got?
Okay, so I'm going from the Charleston Airport to Sea Island, where I had my golf outing this past weekend. And lovely Uber driver and car picked me up. I called a regular UberX and he picks me up in a Mercedes E-Class 350.
Hot.
Fancy, fantastic. It was an hour long ride. I was thrilled.
Wow, great.
He's wearing a tie, overcoat, like very professional driver. Mm. Opens the door for me. I get in. We're on our way. He is silent the entire time. 30-ish minutes in, he gets a phone call. And it's ringing. He says, excuse me, I'm so sorry. Do you mind if I take this? And I said, no problem. This was the most polite guy. He hadn't said anything the entire time. He goes, if you don't get me my money, if you don't get me my money, it's over for you. Hangs up the phone. And he says, sir, I'm so sorry that you had to hear that. I'm so sorry that you had to hear that conversation between me and my friend.
So sorry you're going to have to give me all your money.
I'm so sorry that you had to hear that. And all I have to say is, what are you, nuts? When Uber drivers, because this has happened before, they lead a double life, right? They're the driver. They're this person that clearly is involved in illegal activities.
Right.
Right? Just be yourself. Be your fun-loving self. I don't need to see this tie, overcoat, fancy car, all this stuff. I would have liked you for you. I would have liked you for you. The whole time we could have been talking about your problems. I would have loved to have gotten an earful about who owes you money, why they owe you money. We could have spoken about solutions. But the two-faced Uber driver, nuts.
So right on. Yeah, my one of you nuts is that I was at the airport and I go into the main men's bathroom and I'm washing my hands and they've only got hand dryers there. And I realize, like the great Terry Dubrow said, that's already a one of you nuts.
Disgusting.
Ineffective. Don't work. Spreads disease.
Yeah. No good.
Later on, I say, you know, I'm going to treat myself to the single family restroom. Mm. I don't see any families around.
Nope.
I deserve this. I wash my hands. What's in the family restroom? Paper towels.
Wow.
So you go to the family restroom, they got a smorgasbord of paper products. Mm. You go to the group public one, you're getting your hands blown, not dry, disease everywhere. What are you, nuts?
Nuts.
Clearly, you can do the paper product.
You
do
can.
The paper product.
Do it. Do it.
Nuts.
Do it. People should be doing paper products all day long. It's not, no more. No more. No more.
It's just a better way.
No more of these ineffective ways of drying our hands.
Yes.
No more. I was actually recently at a bar. They didn't even have a dryer. They have nothing. You walk out wet.
That's crazy.
Disgusting. What do you do? Dripping. You wipe it on your pants and you move on.
I'm gonna drop my Shirley Temple. It's too slippery.
Dripping. And then it's a broken glass.
It's crazy.
And you step on it, you slip.
It's grenadine slip everywhere. And fall. So sticky. Take us home, Ben.
Folks, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, listen to Good Guys. Watch us on Josh's YouTube, the greatest YouTube channel in the entire world. Rate us 5 stars. It goes a long way. Share it with a friend. Otherwise, what are you, nuts? What are you, nuts not sharing this podcast with a friend? Mondays and Thursdays, we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.